Appeal to attend the Wellington camp. Dear brethren and sisters in New Zealand, I have an appeal to make to our churches to attend the coming camp meeting opened November 23rd in Wellington. You cannot afford to lose this opportunity. We know that this meeting will be an important era in the work in New Zealand. Particular efforts should be made to get to this meeting, a representation of those who believe the truth, for the reason that we are so few in numbers and the enemies of the truth are many. We want to present as good a front as possible. Let not your business detain you. You individually need the benefits of this meeting, and God calls you to number one in the ranks of truth. I fear quite a number will say, "It is expensive to travel, and I had better save the money to use in advancing the cause and work of God where it is so much needed." No, no. God calls you to take your place in the rank and file. Strengthen the work all you possibly can by your personal presence. Let no one say, "I attended the camp meeting in Napier, and that will suffice. I will remain, and let someone else go." We want you, and the somebody else as well. Let no stay-away argument be used. We know that the believers are scattered, but we want you to make no excuses. The Lord wants you to come to the meeting and bring your families, except the little ones, who would only tie your hands. Put forth extra exertions. Better, far better, let the business suffer than to neglect the opportunity to hear the message God has for you at this time. You need all the light you can obtain. You are acquainted with the truth in a measure, but you ought to become better acquainted with the reasons of your faith. Come with your Bibles in your hand, for you ought to have a better knowledge of the sanctifying influence of the truth upon heart and character. You cannot afford to lose one such privilege as you are now favored with. You must not now disappoint us. It is important that everyone come up to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. We see that the forces of the enemy are strengthening. The ministers in every place are making earnest efforts to oppose the truth, and more so in Wellington than in any place I ever visited. Everything is said to represent Seventh-day Adventists as few in number and inferior people without influence. Should we not, on this occasion, represent the believing rank and file to the best of our ability? Will not our brethren come up to the Feast of Tabernacles? How zealously should each one guard the way that leads to the city of God? If we treat the work as an indifferent matter, and the army of the Lord is not on the ground to represent the cause and work in New Zealand, God will not be pleased with our neglect. Will you plead excuses at such a time? One of the reasons why we are holding the meeting in Wellington is because we have put forth much effort in that city with little result. The ministers have stood directly in our way by holding their congregations from coming out to hear us. Now we want to get the truth before the people of Wellington, and we want to make the very best impression possible. Our camp meeting should create an interest and call the attention of the people to the truth. Let everyone come praying and making God their trust. The cities of New Zealand must be warned. Should we succeed in breaking down the prejudice which the ministers have created among the people of Wellington, we have a key to unlock Christchurch, Dunedin, Auckland, and other places. The Lord calls you to put on the armor of righteousness and come to this, the second camp meeting held in New Zealand. Come, brethren and sisters, even if you have to make a sacrifice to do so, the Lord will bless you in your efforts. God holds you personally responsible for the advancement and honor of His cause in this colony. God's plan was that His ancient people should assemble for worship not less than 3 times each year. He has not signified it to be our duty to do this so often, but He calls you now. He wants you to come up to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. The Lord has need of you. He does not do his work without the cooperation of the human agent. The truth, God's downtrodden law, is to be uplifted. Christ and his righteousness is to be presented to souls that are perishing. The spiritual blindness upon the people today is greater even than when Christ was upon the earth. The help of every man and woman is needed. Let us now rally around the standard, and angels who minister unto those who shall be heirs of salvation will minister unto you. Make every effort to get your friends to come, not in your place, but to accompany you, to stand on God's side, under God's command. At the very best, our numbers will not be large, but if they church members will come to the Wellington camp meeting with a mind and will to work to the best of their ability, God will do the rest.
We can see the schemes and workings of the enemies of our faith.
Let the prayer go forth from unfeigned lips. Hear, O God, for we are despised. Think upon me, my God, for good. Now, therefore, O God, strengthen my hands.
We must use every power with which God has endowed us to make this meeting a success, and adapted to the needs of these who shall come to the meeting. The work of the Lord is above every temporal interest, and the Lord's cause must not be misrepresented by these who claim to believe the truth. Watching, waiting, working is our position. Where none need be faint-hearted, we will meet unbelief and accusers in Wellington, but we fear them not if the Lord God of hosts is with us. Every soul needs now to awake out of sleep, to put on the whole armor. There is need of personal religion and family piety, and then there will be a clear understanding of the part each one is to act in the grand and important work of building up the cause of God in our world, vindicating the downtrodden law, and uplifting the Savior as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. We need the Holy Spirit of God, that our work may be consistent with our faith. Oh, what a work! What a sacred work is before us! Parents need a divine enlightenment, a divine touch, that they may understand their work in the home life in order to send forth from the home sanctuary Christian children, morally trained and educated to their light shine forth to the world. We need to understand in regard to the work to be carried forward in New Zealand. There needs to be subdivisions of labor combined with harmony of aim and execution of the work which is to be set in operation. Each one is to concentrate his energies on that portion of the wall he is required to build, that no labor may be lost, that there be no jostling of the workers, no crossing one another's path on the part of the workers, yet each worker rejoicing in the success of his fellow worker. We are to realize that they are cooperating to the advancement of the cause of truth under the generalship of Jesus Christ. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Each is to strengthen the hands of the other. It is fully time that our brethren and sisters made an advance move. We will meet every form of opposition. Ever possible hindrance will be placed in the way of the work. It is not evidence that the opposers and enemies of the truth want. They have fierce hatred for the truth itself, for they cannot controvert it. There are organized and sleepless adversaries from without, who are determined to stop the work of God. But let us move forward with well-concentrated effort amid these discouragements. We must reach the people. The reproach cast upon God's people must be counteracted, and it will be. I again urge you for the truth's sake, for Christ's sake, to come to this meeting. Elder Olson will be there, and other helpers from America, and we want a heavenly sitting together with Christ Jesus. Come, and a rich reward in blessing will be yours. I leave these lines with you, and beg of you to respond. We want to see the salvation of God. There must be a waking up among the believers. Each may be so imbued with the Spirit of God that he will be a Nehemiah, possessing holy energy and faith and hope, strengthening the hands of his fellow workers, and depending wholly upon the great and mighty worker.